That is the circumstance without the pomp that Donald Trump is going to have and always be, will always be remembered as he leaves office.
Jim, I understand Kayleigh McEnany has now flown the coop. She's gone, I guess, off to Florida and is not coming back. Who is visiting the White House these days? I understand there was somebody who visited today.
Yeah. The Star Wars bar of characters continues to file in, Anderson. We saw Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, which is a pillow manufacturer. I'm sure you've heard of it. Maybe perhaps you've talked about Mike Lindell on your show. He has been espousing the same silly conspiracy theories about the election that the president has. He met with the president for about 5 minutes. I confirmed this with Mike Lindell on the phone earlier this evening. He said that he brought some documents in for the president to see, the claiming to be evidence of election fraud in the 2020 election. And he says that President Trump took that material and gave it to some of his staffers. The other thing we should point out is that Mike Lindell said that, you know, at no point in any of these documents do the words martial law appear. Anderson, if you look at a close-up of these documents right now, the words martial law do appear. It's one of the strange, you know, fringe, you know, type of things that are said in these documents. And Anderson, it is just another example of how the president, despite everything that happened on January 6th, the fact that people died because of these lies spewed by the president, he is still welcoming people to the White House who are reinforcing these crazy ideas about the election. And I hate to say it, Mike Lindell is one of those people. And when I was talking to him on the phone earlier this evening, he just wasn't making a lot of sense, just like everything else that's happening with Donald Trump these days.